Then my husband was having a very successful career at the Sands Hotel. Of course, being in that business, I would remember that more than a lot of other things. We had Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis and Dean Martin and Joey Bishop and Peter Lawford and Lena Horne and Red Skelton. The cream of the entertainment world wanted to work at the Sands, and they did. At one time, they had a week. It was called the Summit. It was Peter Lawford, Joey Bishop, Dean Martin, Sinatra, and Sammy Davis. We had them for 2 weeks. Well, you have never in your life seen such madness. They did 2 shows a night. You never knew who was going to appear. You never knew when they were going to show up. And they spent the whole time playing tricks on one another. And, of course, the audience loved it. The lines used to stand outside if the show started in the hope that, you know, there'd be some seats left over. The maitre d' had told us, if I had seats, people used to come to him with $100 bill saying, can you get me in? Get me any place. Money was flowing hand over fist. New Year's was fabulous. But the town was growing. And the people, what was there for the people to do? My husband being a musician and liking that civic activities, he decided he would do something. So he started a series of concerts. In the beginning, the musicians used to give their services free, but subsequently we had to give them a minimum amount, which was paid for by the Music Performance Trust Fund. However, all the other expenditures, and they were great, I can assure you. I could have had many mink coats with all the money he took out of his own pocket to pay for these things. But he enjoyed it, and the people enjoyed it. And he put concerts on in the convention center. I can remember the opening of the convention center. It was done by the Variety International. It was Las Vegas's turn to entertain all the bigwigs. The previous year, they had been in London, and they had been entertained royally. So the man, Benny Goffstein, responsible for the entertainment this year, came to my husband and said, Antonio, what can we do? Of course, we can't approach what they did for us in England. It was fabulous, but we've got to do something. So Antonio asked him what he wanted. He says, anything you do will be all right. Just tell me what you want and who you want, and I'll get it. So for 6 months, my husband worked on it. So with the cooperation of all the men out at Nellis, the young men, and he put on a spectacle that is talked about to this day. So, and then from then on, he put on a series of concerts once a month, at least in the convention center, the promenade. He put on Easter shows. He put on Good Fridays. He put on Mother's Day. The people of the town got to know him. They called him the Toscanini of the desert in one of the magazines. And believe me, he was the only one of all the musicians in town who took the trouble to entertain the people. After all, the people lived here. But unless you could go to a show, what would you do? So they looked forward to these Sunday afternoons, and he did too.